Arm on BFF.fm.
Thank you.
It's BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. Good morning. This is A Shot in the Arm with your host, Dan, here on Sunday. I'm excited to be up bright and early to bring you lots of new tunes. Got quite a few new records, actually, to play today that I'm really stoked about. But I started off the program there with a couple of classics. We heard the Walkmen there going back to their Bows and Arrows record, which is more than a decade old now at this point. That was a track called The North Pole, and started things off with a real old one from Big Star from their third album, entitled Third, also sometimes called Sister Lover. Sometimes it's both with a slash in between the two. Depends on what release of that record you have. Also, the track order for that album depends on which release you have as well. The songs on that have been mixed up quite a bit over the years. But it's a great record regardless. That was a track called Kangaroo there at the top. Well, I guess we'll just move on with some new tunes now from a band out of Philly called Waxahachie. It's the project of one Katie Crutchfield. This is the third studio album from Waxahachie. It's out on Merge Records right now. It's called Ivy Trip, and they're going to be coming to San Francisco very shortly here. They're going to be playing Great American Music Hall on April 29th. You're going to want to be there, and if you're not familiar with the band, I think this track will convince you to hop online and get tickets. It's Waxahachie on A Shot in the Arm, BFF.FM.
Twice. BFF.FM.
BFF.FM, a shot in the arm with your host Dan Baber. That was new stuff there from an artist by the name of Dinner. That's from a release called 3 EPs 2012 to 2014. It's out now on the Captured Tracks label. You heard a track called Skid Row there from Dinner. And we heard an old one from Talking Heads that was Warning Sign off the album More Songs About Buildings and Food. We heard new stuff from Toro y Moi in there. He's got a new record out now. It's called What For. That was a track called Empty Nesters. And he'll be at the gigantic Outside Lands Festival here in Golden Gate Park on August 7th. That's the Friday. I haven't yet even glanced at the full lineup for that festival yet, I have to admit, so I don't even know who the big headliners are, but I'm sure they're big and exciting, as always. We started off that set with more new music. That was Waxahachie, I hope I'm saying that right, with a track called Under a Rock. That's a new-to-me band, but not a new band, or not a new project. This is the third album from Waxahachie. It's called Ivy Trip. It's out now, and again, they're going to be at Great American Music Hall on April 29th. Very exciting. More new music now I've got a band right now called American Wrestlers. This is one of my favorite new ones of late. They've got a self-titled debut album out right now. This is the track Holy. You're listening to A Shot in the Arm on BFF.FM. It's Best Frequencies Forever. You can find us on Facebook at Best Frequencies. Please like us. We like you. And you can find us on Twitter at BFFDOTFM. Spell out the dot. You can find me, Dan, and my show, A Shot in the Arm, at ArmShotFM. Please follow me. Meanwhile, it's American Wrestlers on BFF.FM.
FM.
We'll be right back.
Cleaners from Venus there on BFF.fm. That's from their album On Any Normal Monday, which you can currently get on vinyl on the Captured Tracks label. Assuming there are copies still left out there, that was reissued not that long ago. Washed Out in there before that, that was from the Life of Leisure EP on the Mexican Summer label. We heard from Magnetic Fields with my favorite song by them, Strange Powers, from the Holiday album. I've played that on this show before, but I don't care. I never get tired of it. And we heard American Wrestlers at the top of the set from their self-titled record out now on Fat Possum. The track you heard was Holy. I am going to move on now to more new stuff. This is from the brand new Mountain Goats record. It's out this week, and they are going to be playing a sold-out show June 1st at the Fillmore here in the city. Hopefully you got tickets if you're a big fan. I did not. So I'll just be at home listening to the record. Sad. It's Mountain Goats on A Shot in the Arm. It's Spoon on A Shot in the Arm, BFF.FM. Quincy Punk episode from the record Series of Sneaks. They are going to be at the Fox Theater on May 29th. That's in Oakland, California. I believe that's the first proper headlining club slash theater show that they've done since the release of their latest record, They Want My Soul. They were here last year at Outside Lands, but I don't really count that. So get there, May 29th, Fox Theater, Spoon. Ted Leo in there before that from Hearts of Oak. I haven't pulled that record out in a long time. That was a track called Second Avenue, 11 a.m. And we heard The Mountain Goats from their brand new record. It's called Beat the Champ. It's out this week on the Merge label, who never fails to put out great shit. That was a track called Choked Out. That was Mountain Goats in, like, furious punk mode, which I love so much. The last time I heard them sound like that was when they did that Jawbreaker cover on AV Club. I would like an entire Mountain Goats record that sounded like that. So I'm casting my vote for a Mountain Goats punk rock record. Let's have it. Just about 10 minutes left in the program, and then it's going to be Jess and Leah with TV on the Radio. They're going to be discussing Mad Men, which is back for their final episodes on AMC. And I'm going to stick around and mix up some cocktails and maybe join in on the discussion. Pretty exciting. Meantime, I got Ryan Adams right now. It's BFF.
Yeah.
A Shot in the Arm, that's Peephole from the B-1000 record. Before that, The Replacements with Unsatisfied from Let It Be. Believe it or not, they're playing tomorrow night. Wait, or is it tonight? They're playing at the Masonic. It's tomorrow, and it's sold out, duh. So hopefully you got tickets. We heard Ryan Adams in there before that, sounding a lot like The Replacements with Wasteland off the 3-4 record, and that does it for me. Gonna leave you guys with a ditty from Yola Tango, then it's TV on the Radio. Stick around. Thanks for tuning in. BFF.FM.
I must have been mad.